This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF again, bringing you the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Thursday morning, our group farewelled long-time member and good friend, Bill, VK5WCC. He will be missed by many, and the South East airwaves will never quite be the same. Rest in peace, Bill. Not very much else has been happening this week, and so I will remind you all of a few things about our club. We are very fortunate to have excellent club rooms in the old Reedy Park Primary School building on O'Halloran Terrace, which we share with a number of other groups courtesy of the City of Mount Gambier. We meet on the first and third Friday of each month, except January and December, with meetings commencing at 7:30 p.m. sharp. All meetings are followed by a very nice supper courtesy of Gabby, wife of Greg, VK5ZGY. The first Friday meeting is usually what we call an activity night, where guest speakers tell us all about a topic which they are keen on. The third Friday is always a business meeting where we deal with the management of the club for that month. We love to see visitors to the region and encourage you to put out a call over a very extensive repeater system. Someone will almost always answer you and give you advice on good places to stay or visit, etc. If you are in the Mount on a first or third Friday, you are encouraged to come along for a meet and greet and join us for supper afterward. We like to think that we are a very friendly and welcoming bunch. That reminds me, don't forget our annual convention on the June long weekend, the 9th and 10th of June 2018. Come along and see Ross from Strictly Ham with his latest offerings, or pick up a bargain from one of the many second-hand tables. Join in the fun of the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, or just come along to put a face to the call sign that you've worked many times before but never met. If you book early, you might like to join us for the Sunday night sit-down three-course roast dinner. It all happens on the Queen's birthday weekend, so come along and join in the fun. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On behalf of the club, I wish you and your families a happy and safe Easter. Enjoy. John, VK5NI, has informed me that the VK5ROC repeater at lower light is coming off air for servicing due to it experiencing interference problems. It will be reconnected as soon as possible. Further information to be advised. Once again, this is a reminder that the Science Alive event at the Wavell Showground is fast approaching. Expected dates are the first weekend of May. Volunteers are requested to register with John, VK5NI, as soon as possible to enable arrangements to be made. The April Tech Night on Wednesday, the 18th of April, will be a presentation by Graham, VK5WX, and the topics will be on surveying and the origins of the metric system. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 4th of April. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, if you're listening to me now, that means you've successfully wound back your clocks to Central Australian Standard Time. So we'll all be able to get up at the right time in the morning now. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday, the 13th of April. And our guru, Brian, VK5VI, will be giving a lecture on VHF and UHF propagation. So as usual, Brian does a very good job on these very interesting topics. So come along on Friday, the 13th of April, and listen to Brian's lecture. And the next day, Saturday, the 14th of April, will be the Northeast Radio Club Buy and Sell. And as usual, it will be at the Modbury West Community Hall. The doors open at noon, and as usual, the Northeast Radio Club Master Chef will be in attendance with the barbecue, and there'll be soft drinks available on the day. So look around your shack for any pre-loved gear that you no longer use and bring it along. And if you're nothing to sell, then you may find a long sought after item at the right price. And in any case, even if you're not buying or selling, you can have a good social time there. So don't forget, Saturday the 14th of April is the Northeast Radio Club Buy and Sell. And the next Tech Night will be on Friday the 27th of April, and it's our night when we bring along unfinished projects and get some of the gurus to give us some guidance on how to complete them. And we call it the UFO night, the Unfinished Object Night. So that's on Friday, the 27th of April. Hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. I'm going out now and hunt down some Easter eggs. So I hope you don't have too many of them, but they're very, very tasty. So 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The members' show and tell at the March General Meeting went well, with interesting projects on show. By 10 p.m. we ran out of time to present all the items, and we now have a backlog of three or four more projects to show. I'm planning to have another show and tell later this year. I've put this event down for Thursday the 18th of October. You can get the latest AHARS information from the website if you go to the latest news and the upcoming events pages. There is also a PDF file with the latest AHARS calendar, and the webmaster will update this in the next few days. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 13th of April. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of April. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The April technical session at the Shack on the 28th will be a presentation by Barry, VK5BW, and Jim, VK5TR. This will be about using oscilloscopes and probes. You're welcome to bring along an oscilloscope you're not too sure about how to use, and I'm sure you and others attending the session will learn quite a bit about using crows. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The presentation for the 19th of April General Meeting will be by David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD. I've called this Adventures in Microwave Communications. They'll be demonstrating some of the equipment they have used in microwave expeditions in Europe. May the 17th General Meeting will be a members buy and sell, so it's time to have a look around the shack in your shed and see if you have ever anything other AHARS members may make better use of. John, VK5EMI, will also have some of the deceased estate items for sale on that night. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will be conducting a quiz based on exam questions, and August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. If the moon and the weather cooperate, Wayne will be able to do a live demonstration in the park next to the club rooms. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Good morning. Here's a late news item. Geostationary communication satellites cause transmission delays due to the distance from Earth in orbit. This causes annoying delays in telephone conversations that decreases the total throughput and therefore increases costs. New research carried out by the Udlewira Institute for Maritime Studies has produced software that can overcome this problem by analysing the words spoken and reversing the order of irrecoverable transitions.
The heavily modified data is then reassembled at the far end from the superimposed compression algorithm. As the recovered conversations are reversed, this means that the delays are also reversed and are therefore cancelled out due to the anti-malicious code reconstruction effect. To fully activate this cutting-edge technology, changes will need to be made at the sender's end. And this is easy to do with a little practice. An example would be Day 1st, April Goodahave. The benefits of this new technology are said to make satellite communications more acceptable to the users, and therefore more cost-effective in throughput, rivaling present-day fibre-optic long-haul traffic channels. You can find more info in the technology section of today's press. And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.